ओमज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले सोऽयं रूपकदामह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्दे अहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरोन्वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातम् सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्याय नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशगोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मदेकबन्धमत्सङ्गीन् मद्गुरो मन्महाधन मन्निस्तारकमद्भग्य मदानन्द नमास्तु ते असाधु साधुतादायिन् अतीने चतारक हानमंच कदाचिन्मां प्रेम्णारित कंठय स्फुरहं ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय
Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Canto 10, Chapter 10, Text Number 6 and 7, Deliverance of the Yamala Arjuna Trees. Text Number 6 and 7, I will read the Sanskrit and then we will read the translation purport, then I'll try to discuss the subject matter. Text number 6.
Tam drishtva vrita devyo vivastraha sapa sankitaha vasaṃsi pariyadhu shigram vivastro naiva guihako tau drishtva madira matto श्रीमदान्धौ सुरात्मजौ तयोरनुग्रहार्थाय शापं दास्यन्निदं जगौ
Translation to 6, 7 and purport. There is no purport to text number 6. Purport is there in text number 7. Translation, text number 6.
Upon seeing Narada, the naked young girls of the demigods are very much ashamed. Afraid of being cursed, they cover their bodies with their garments. But the two sons of Kuvera did not do so. Instead, not caring about Narada, they remained naked.
Text number 7, translation.
Seeing the two sons of the demigods naked and intoxicated by opulence and false prestige, Devarshi Narada, in order to show them special mercy, desired to give them a special curse. Thus, he spoke as follows.
Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Purport.
Although in the beginning Narada Muni appeared very angry and cursed them, at the end the two demigods, Nalakuvar and Manigriva, were able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, face to face. Thus, the curse was ultimately auspicious and brilliant. One has to judge what kind of curse Narada placed upon them. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur gives herein a good example. When a father finds his child deeply asleep, but the child has to take some medicine to cure some disease, the father pinches the child so that the child will get up and take the medicine. In a similar way, Narad Muni cursed Nalakubar and Manigriva in order to cure their disease of a material blindness. So the story we have been hearing from chapter 9, chapter 10 is a continuation of chapter 9, where in chapter 9 Mother Yashoda binds Lord Krishna have been described. So the conversation is going on between King Parikshit and Sukadev Goswami. So King Parikshit has been a very attentive listener to the pastimes that was being narrated by Sukadev Goswami. And as we know, in Dambandhan pastime, Sukadev Goswami, he narrates how Mother Yashoda, she tied Krishna in a rope, and when Krishna, while crawling, came near these two Arjuna tree, and he knocked them down. Actually, before that, he is narrating that Krishna saw these two Jamal Arjuna trees standing in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. So he remembered what he has to do. So in that way, then at the end he concludes, Pura Narada Sapena Vrikshatam Prapito Madat Nalo Kubaramani Gribo Iti. So he said that in their previous birth, Nalakubar and Manigrib were extremely proud of their opulent and fortunate position, and they didn't care about anyone. Even they ignored Narad Muni's presence. Thus, Narad Muni cursed them to become trees. When Maharaj Parikshit heard this statement from Sukadev Goswami, Maharaj Parikshit was shocked. He was thinking, oh, Narad Muni, who is such a dear devotee of the Lord, who has no other business than remaining engaged in glorifying the glories of the Supreme Lord by vibrating his veena. He is such an exalted devotee. Even Narad Muni, who has compiled Bhakti Sutra, and people that take shelter of Bhakti Sutra and they are elevated to Krishna consciousness, how come such a devotee of the Lord was angry and he cursed these two sons of Kubera? How is it possible? He is such an elevated devotee of the Lord. It is impossible for him to become angry at Nalakubara and Manigrava. On the other hand, Parikshit Maharaj, he had this doubt that even though I am not able to comprehend why Narad Muni became upset, but still I would like to know, this Manigriba and Nalakubar must have performed some horrible act, some abominable act, which in turn caused Narad Muni to curse them. So I want to know, what is that abominable action performed by the two sons of Kubera? So Maharaj Parikshit was more curious to know the cause behind the curse. A pure devotee of the Lord never curses anyone. It's a very important thing in this connection we need to know that the pure devotees of the Lord, they are always engaged in glorifying the Supreme Lord, and their position have been defined in Srimad Bhagavatam that Harir hi nirguna sakshat purusha prakriti paraha. Harihi, Supreme Personality of Godhead is Nirguna. He is above the material modes. And Purushaha Prakritihi Para, who is Parapurusha, who is beyond this material nature. And Sa Sarvadri Padrashtat Tam Bhajan Nirguna Bhavet, because he is Sarvadrashta and he is beyond these material modes. So he has got no business in this material world. People in this material world take shelter of him. And Tam Bhajan Nirguna Bhavet, those who take shelter of the Supreme Lord, they perform devotional service unto him. They also transcend the three modes. That means, here the question is, anger is a product of mode of passion. So devotee who are dedicatedly serving the Lord, who are already above the modes, how can they be affected by the mode of passion? In case of Narada Muni, it is impossible. Tam bhajan nirguna bhavet. He is already an unadulterated devotee of the Lord. How come he became upset and he cursed them? So what to speak of this? Actually, elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, na kama karma bijanam jisam cetasi sambhava vasudevaika nilayah sarva bhagavat savai bhagavatottama. Narada Muni is Bhagavata Uttama. He is chief amongst all Bhagavatas. Why? Vasudevaika nilaya. One who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Vasudeva. Na kama karma bijanam jisam cetasi sambhava. It's a very important point. Those who have taken exclusive shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, there is no question of kama bija, seed of desire, and karma bija, seed of materialistic activity, will not fructify in the heart of such a devotee. And the devotee who have taken shelter of the Supreme Lord, their heart will remain untouched by kama bija and karma bija, and they are Bhagavata Uttama. This is the position of Narada Muni. Even actually, what happens? The Vishnu Maya Midam Persian. Whatever is happening in this material world, when these pure devotees of the Lord, they happen to see the activities of this material world, they never identify with their desires. They said that even though they happen to come across some mundane subject matter, it does not influence them. It does not influence their desires. Nor do they desire to engage in such kind of activities. So in that way, Narada Muni is such an Uttama Bhagavata. How come he became upset and he cursed these two sons of Kuvera? So there must be a great significance behind this episode. So Maharaj Parikshit wanted to know this thing in detail. So here, very important point to take a note on is that the pure devotee of the Lord, who may apparently seen sometimes being upset and they are overtaken by the material moods, it is definitely at will of the Lord. This is not an ordinary estimation that they are being influenced by the modes of material nature and they are being upset. So some lessons have been taken from the history of the Vedic literature that even sometimes it is seen some elevated personalities, they perform some sort of activities which are not accepted in the Vedic literature. or even those activities are very highly condemned from the public viewpoint, those activities are not to be condemned. Why? Because it happens due to the will of the Lord. Let us take an example. We know this Parashara, who is a great sage, and it so happened that while he was crossing the river by boat, during that auspicious moment, and on the same boat, he found the daughter of the fisherman, Matsyagandha Kanya. And this Parashara Rishi was attracted to her. And as a result of their union, what happened? Lord Vyasadev, incarnation of the Lord Vyasadev, he was born. So, if you see from the materialistic perspective, from material viewpoint, that a Rishi like Parashara, being desirous to have an association with a Matsyagandha Kanya, a lady of a fisherman, is highly abominable. It is condemned. Even in a society, nobody will accept it. But you can see what was the result of such association. The Supreme Lord, he was born as Vyasadev, and by the mercy of Vyasadev, whole world is getting enlightenment in the Vedic literature, in the science of Krishna consciousness. You just imagine, if Vyasadev did not appear, do you think we will have this Bhagavatam to discuss today? Do you think we will have some opportunity to know about Krishna? Definitely not. So, then, from this incident, we can understand that the activities of the great personalities, Mahabhagavatas, cannot be seen from the material viewpoint. Another example, that why sometimes great souls become upset and they curse, as I said, sometimes the curse which become manifest from a devotee, in turn, it helps conditioned soul to receive some benediction, and sometimes that kind of curse unfolds a pastime of the Supreme Lord. Let us take an example to narrate this point. Prior to Lord Ramchandra's appearance, it's a long, long time before Lord Ramchandra's appearance, we see there used to be a monkey, baby monkey, whose name was Neela, Neela Banar. It's a monkey baby. This baby monkey was very naughty. And what this monkey would do out of its naughty behavior, he would every evening come near the hermitage, and he will take all these puja paraphernalia, the asana, sitting mat, and kamandalu, the water pot of the rishis, and he will dump those articles into the ocean. And it was a regular behavior of that monkey, Neela, baby monkey. He was very naughty. So every evening he would do this. And these rishis, they became very upset with such a naughty behavior of that monkey, baby monkey. And for some time they tolerated. First of all, they didn't understand what happens. Where did this paraphernalia go? Where is our kamandalu? But when they meditated, they could see that their kamandalu and all the puja paraphernalia have been dumped into the ocean. Anyway, on those days, rishis, they used to have this jalastambhan kriya, by which they were able to rescue the articles. But every day, the incident repeated again and again. So it came to a point, these rishis became very upset, and they cursed the baby monkey.
Well, one may say, what is this? These are rishis. They should have, you know, taken the precautions unnecessarily. Why are they cursing this baby monkey? Whatever you may say, but try to understand, these are certain incidences happen by the will of the providence. And what is happening, you see, what is that helping to manifest the pastime of the Lord? This baby monkey was cursed by these rishis. What is that curse? The curse was given to the monkey that, oh, anyone who is touching our paraphernalia and dumping into the sea, let objects which are touched by his hand not submerge in the ocean. That means they said, any object which is touched by this monkey will float in water. So because this was the curse given by the rishis to this Nilvanara, monkey baby, as a result of which when Lord Ramchandra appeared and he wanted to build this bridge to cross to Lanka, at that time this baby monkey actually played a very, very important role. That means all these trees, big, big mountains, stones, whatever that monkey touched, everything was floating in water. That helped Lord Ramchandra to build the bridge to Lanka to rescue Mother Sita. So now you can imagine, so this curse was due to the will of the providence, and it unfolded in another pastime of Lord Ramchandra. So we should understand this. Here Maharaj Parikshit, he is actually more curious to know that, well, Narad Muni, he is a devotee of the Lord, and some abominable act performed by Nalakubar and Manigriba has caused Narad Muni to curse them. So it's very dangerous. Means Maharaj Parikshit's intention is to enlighten all of us. His idea is, even if somebody is performing worship to Lord Vishnu for hundreds and thousands and millions of lifetimes, whereas he is offensive to the devotees, such a devotee will never get mercy of the Supreme Lord. At the same time, he offends the devotees and he is becoming a Vishnu Bhakta. No, he cannot get the mercy. Even to the extent he is describing that Parikshit Maharaj's intention is that even if certain activities of an individual may cause anger in the Supreme Lord, he will be rescued by the devotees. But if a person offends the devotees, Lord will never forgive him. So that means when we are in this material world, we are engaged in certain activities, that should not cause anger to the dear devotees of the Lord. And here in this particular connection, what is that activity which was performed by Nalakubar and Manigrib that induced Narad Muni to curse them must be understood by the devotees, so that we do not become chaotic in our behavior and we rather behave properly and take advantage of the presence of such elevated souls in the earth. So with that desire, Maharaj Parikshit is actually unfolding this topic, and when he asks this question, then Sukadeva Goswami, he started narrating the position of these two sons. Very important point in this connection, here in this verse today, it is said that it is said tamdrishta, tamdrishta madiramatto si madandho suratmajo. There are two adjectives to the Suratmajo, the two sons of Kubera. Who are they? Nag Kubera and Manigrip. And what is the adjective? Adjective is Madhiramatto Sri Madandho. Madhiramatto. They are very much intoxicated by drinking liquor. And Sri Madandho, they were very much puffed up due to the false prestige and opulence they had. That means, when somebody is in the midst of this material opulence and he does not know how to use it in Krishna's service, in turn, if that becomes the source of his pride, even if he is Indra, even if he is in the position of the demigod, the king of the demigod Indra, he will have to go through terrible suffering. So here is the consequences. We can see that Sukadeva Goswami narrates these two sons. First of all, they were the son of Kubera. And they were elevated to the association of Lord Shiva. Now you can imagine their kind of, birth status, their status in this society. And being the son of Kubera, who is, Dhanad, who is the guardian of the wealth, how much opulence they had. And at the same time, they were young and beautiful. They are at their young stage. They are in their youthful stage. They are in youth. Now you can imagine their youth having high bodily beauty, lot of opulence, and being son of Kubera, also elevated to the association of Lord Shiva. Now you can imagine what kind of social status they have. And all these things cause pride in them. So, Narad Muni, he could see that these two sons of Kubera have lost their intelligence totally. According to Jiva Goswami, he says, they had fallen down from the position of Sattva Guna. Normally, demigods, they remain predominantly in Sattva Guna. So they, being the son of the demigod, they must have stayed in the position of Sattva Guna, but they have fallen down from that situation, from that status, because Sri Madandhu Madhiramattu. So Narad Muni is thinking, now I need to give them some lesson. Not that Narad Muni was upset and he wanted to curse them. Very interesting. Prabhupada is saying that Narad Muni desired to give them a special curse. Special curse. Special curse means this is a mercy actually. This is a mercy. What it is? It is said that, you see, I want to read out from Jiva Goswami. He is saying, Jago, tatvataha antakopa abhavena gatha rupena uchai swayam avochat. The narration which is coming afterwards will be given by Narad Muni. He actually uttered this curse. How? Tattvatah antakopa bhavan. Actually, he was not angry from inside. He was not angry. That's why gatha rupena uchai swayam avochat. He is speaking like an auspicious narration. Why? Śrīla Baladeva Vidyābhūṣaṇa says, Jaga iti etat nisamya pare api hita mācareyu iti bhāva. Means when people hear such narration from Narada Muni, they will understand what is beneficial for them.
how they should live in the society, what kind of activities is forbidden for them, how to distance ourselves from such kind of abominable activities, those information should be given to the human society. And people will understand this and they will try to abide by the principles. That is the intention. And you see, what did Narad Muni do? Before we come there, the interesting point, now let us understand this position of these two brothers who were highly intoxicated by material opulence and their position, beauty and all. In this verse it is said, Tam drishtva vrita devyo vivastra sapasankita. These two sons, they were playing with these girls in Mandakini river, the sacred river. It is said in the previous verse, just like an elephant enjoys the company of female elephant. Now we can imagine very easily what they must have been doing. They were naked and they were kind of sporting in water, whatnot. And drinking means they might be scolding in bad languages also. You can also take it into account. So what is their situation? Why I am saying this? You see, when Narad Muni appeared in this scene, these girls who were not drunk, still they had sense of what to do. So they immediately grabbed the cloth and covered their body. But these two boys, these two sons, Nalakubar and Manigrev, they were totally careless. They just stood like that. So Narad Muni is thinking, well, first of all, you are the son of demigod, and now you are behaving like this. What is going to happen to you? Jivir Swarupa Nitya Krishna Das. The constitutional position of the jiva is to remain as a servant of the Supreme Lord. And you supposed to be in that position, now you have been totally degraded. This is where the mercy of Narad Muni takes over. And Narad Muni is thinking that I will curse you. Why I will curse you? Because I want to bring you back to your constitutional position. And how I will do that to you? Narad Muni is thinking, I will curse you to take birth on the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj as twin Arjun tree. And there you will get the opportunity to behold the beautiful childhood pastime of Krishna. And by Krishna's mercy, you will get delivered. And you will get entrance into devotional service. So Narad Muni is thinking to benefit them. He is not actually angry upon them and he is cursing them to kind of degrade them to hellish life. It is not like that. That's why Prabhupada is saying it was an auspicious, special curse. It was a special curse. This is a special curse. Means a pure devotee of the Lord, even though sometimes they chastise someone, that kind of chastisement is meant for doing good to others. Actually, first of all, you should know that the chastisement comes from a pure devotee of the Lord, which may appear like a manifestation of anger. Actually, that so-called manifestation of anger is nothing but an inspiration of the Supreme Lord. That Lord wants to inspire them to achieve something through them. So, whenever we see a pure devotee of the Lord is getting upset and he's chastising us, we should not take it as a fault. Rather, we should take it as a blessing in this connection. Narad Muni was urged by the will of the providence to curse them. And here it is said that Vibhastra Naiva Guihakau. These two sons
they remained naked before Narada Muni. Here it is said that naiva eva guhyako. Actually, eva, Srila Jiva Goswami, he explains that when these girls, they saw Narada Muni coming, they were very much afraid of being cursed and they covered their body, and they were actually indicating these two fools, hey, come up, cover your body. In spite of these girls indicating them, they did not cover their body. Now you can imagine this somebody who becomes maddened by materialistic thoughts and bhoga prabritti, the lust to desire. What happens to them? Even if they are given some indication to behave properly, still they fail to do so. This is the kind of evidence. Naiva guhyakau. Eva, Srila Jiva Goswami explains, even though they were indicating them. You can imagine why this thing appearing in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, a lot of instructions are there for the devotees of the Lord, that how we should behave, why we should stay in the position of a devotee so that we can perfect our Krishna consciousness. Tandrishtva madiramattu simadandho suratmajo tayo anugrahartaya sapam dasyan idam jagau tayo anugrahartaya. Anugrahartaya, very nicely explained by Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan. Anugrahartha phalam hari darsanam tad artham sapam dasyaniti. Narada Muni, he cursed, desired to curse them so that they can get Haridarsana, they can get the darsan of the Supreme Lord. That was the anugraha, that was not a curse. And he said, jatha ati vatsala api pita sutasya branam vidarja tatra ksharam nikshipan tat arugyam icchati. Sometimes we have seen a baby is infected by boils. He has got boils in his body. And it is filled with pus. So what do father do? Even though baby does not want, baby starts crying. He does not allow his father to touch the pause, and then father will grab the baby and he will try to take the pause out of the boil. Why? Father is desiring to cure the baby. So similarly, even though these Madira Mattav, Sri Madandav, these two sons were highly infected by this pride of intoxication and their high position, so Narada Muni wanted to first of all cure them from this disease. And what is that? He is saying that sapam datam adu srimada nindati. If you see the next narration which is coming from tomorrow, from text number 8, for next 5 verses, Narada Muni is going to highly condemn about Srimada, the pride that is caused due to the material opulence. Now you can imagine, you know, how many people in this world today are proud of their materialistic opulences. They feel like they are in Indra's position. They are superior to anyone and everyone. They can do anything and everything. This is the position. So, Srimada Nindati. First of all, Narada Muni taking this as an opportunity to instruct us that how detrimental is the pride which is caused due to high opulence. Even Kunti Maharaj says, no, that what is it? Janmaishwariya Sri Viridhamana Madhapumaha.
So very interesting point for us. This is a very, very instructive, you know, episode for the devotees of Krishna consciousness to know, because even though we are devotees, still sometimes because of our, you know, past pious credit, we get good opulence actually. Many devotees are very much successful in the material world. They have a lot of material opulence. And if we do not know how to use them in Krishna's service, that will simply edhamana, mada. It will just increase the mada. Kunti Maharaj is clearly saying, edhamana mada puman. This high parentage, material opulence, and education, good education, all these things, they actually remain the cause of destruction. It increases the pride in the human being. So if we do not know, if we don't study this section, for example, from tomorrow to the next 5 verses, how Narad Muni is condemning this Sri Mada, pride caused due to material opulence. Unless we read this and we come to our senses, we recognize, oh, this is my position, now I should better behave properly. Otherwise, what is the position for me being a devotee of Krishna? If we do not recognize these facts, how are we going to progress? So, the desire of Narad Muni is, now I am going to rescue these boys and I will tell them what to, no, I'll give them the opportunity to become a devotee of the Lord. And also through this, I will give an opportunity to the common people of this world to behave properly in these circumstances. So in this connection also, when I was reading, one thing I was kind of reflecting on, you see, even in civilized society, the women, they don't drink. The girls, they were not drunk actually. These two boys, they were drunk. Girls were not drunk. Okay, they were, you know, intoxicated with lusty desire. That's a different thing. But in modern society, you see, why I'm saying this, those ladies who take to intoxication, they have been defined like a very degraded class, very, you know, very much, you know, you can say the fourth class. Like Prabhupada describes about the story of Ajamil, who was embracing, who got this prostitute to his house, and what happened when he was in the jungle going for collecting samidha, the firewood for the sacrifice, he saw this prostitute was drunk and her eyes were rolling and he was being embraced by another Shudra. So Prabhupada described that she is a fourth class lady. That means from a fourth class lady you cannot expect a very good civilization. Very important point. Srila Vyasadeva, he tells that Dasaputra Samakanya in Skanda Puran. He is glorifying this fact that one daughter equals to 10 sons. I mean, the power of one daughter is equal to the power of 10 sons. Dasaputra Samakanya. Modern society should learn this philosophy, should understand this conclusion very nicely, and they are very much proud that, oh, women are being looked down today in human civilization. Actually, if you maintain your position correctly by following the rules and regulations of Shastra, here you see what Vyasadeva says, Dasa Putra Samakanya, you will be 10 times respected, 10 times more respected than a boy if you behave like a proper lady. So in civilized human society, there is a high respect given to the ladies when they behave properly. Even they don't take to such kind of, you know, abominable activities. Sometimes men are degraded in civilized society even. But the ladies, they are kind of karnadhar, they protect. They protect. Here you can see, even though they were hinting these boys, hey, cover your body. Cover your body, Narada Muni is coming. They didn't listen. So they actually protect the entire human. They are the upholder of the human civilization. They actually give protection. They are mothers. Their mother. Why they are told mother? Because they are the shelter giver for everyone. And that position have been misused by modern civilization. People don't recognize this. Bhagavatam is full of instructions for us. So, when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, we should try to understand the inner meaning. What the lesson being conveyed to the readers, we understand that thoroughly and try to apply it in our personal life. When you apply, then only you can see the growth of Krishna consciousness in yourself. So, thank you all very much for coming online to listen to the Bhagavatam class at this moment of world epidemic situation. Everybody is trying to self-quarantine, but at the same time it does not stop us from taking the advantage of the modern technology to find shelter at Krishna. Thank you for engaging me in this little service to study analytically this part of Srimad Bhagavatam and share some of my realizations with you today. I wish you all good luck, good fortune. Stay safe, protect yourself, chant more, read Srimad Bhagavatam, which is Mahaushadhi, and nothing can harm you, nothing can touch you. This coronavirus has come temporarily. There is a bigger virus always attacking us. If you want to remain immune from the attack of this materialistic virus which is taking our consciousness away from Krishna, try to immune yourself by intake of this Bhagavata tonic. Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam. So rasa, this rasa should be taken. When you take this rasa, this will act as the antidote for any kind of viruses that may attack your Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Keep up with Bhagavatam study. We wish you a very good luck. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Maharaj. Today I was supposed to give class, and it so happened that they cancelled the class. But they then announced that speaker can be there and online person will be there. They can broadcast it online. Connection is very poor. Yeah, what to do? That's not in my hand. Whatever they told, I just came and I did my part. And thank you, Maharaj, for coming and.